If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Cloud over murder trial jury.
There appears to be intentional discrimination.
Incumbent survives in New Jersey.
Thank you for putting your trust in our team.
The car you rented reported stolen.
I see both officers trained the guns on me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Racial questions rise up after the selection of a jury in a high-profile murder case. The killing of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, last year in Georgia, one of the flashpoints for the Black Lives Matter movement. Three white men on trial.
Prosecutor Linda Donikoski cried foul when the jury selection yielded a panel with just one black juror.
Defense struck the 11 African-American jurors because of racial bias.
The judge agreed there's intentional discrimination, but the defense met its legal burden to spell out non-racial reasons for their strikes. Travis McMichael attorney Bob Rubin says race is part of the case, but not the jury selection.
We are sensitive to the optics of the jury.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper-Jones, calls it devastating there's only one black person on the jury, but says,
I'm very confident that they'll make the right decision after seeing all the evidence. I'm sure that we will get justice for Ahmaud.
Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
More allegations of unsafe conditions on the New Mexico movie set where Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer. In a resignation letter obtained by CBS News, a technician wrote before the shooting that important safety protocols were skipped. A lawyer for the film's armorer claims sabotage could have played a role in the tragic events. And actor Dwayne Johnson says he won't use real guns again in his movies after what happened to Baldwin. Well, now to New Jersey, where Democrat Phil Murphy, after a long day of vote counting, barely won a second term as governor.
I renew my promise to you, whether you voted for me or not, to work every single day of the next 4 years to keep moving us forward.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says a strong Republican challenge there and a GOP win in Georgia set the stage for action on President Biden's spending plans.
People want us to get things done.
President Biden says Democrats need to pass his agenda. Democrats are still feuding over Mr. Biden's social spending and climate change plan. The impasse is holding up passage of a bipartisan infrastructure bill. But there's no guarantee it'll win support from moderate Democrats in the Senate.
Let's do it and do it right.
And on Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans may at least agree that voters had their say.
This is a clear signal from voters in a blue state. I mean, Virginia's a very blue state, that they don't like President Biden's policies.
What I heard was, hey, you guys got the White House, the Senate, the House. When do you get more things done?
CBS's Janet Shamlian has spoken to some of the families who were first in line to get COVID vaccine shots for their young children.
Daniela Wilches celebrated her fifth birthday by getting vaccinated.
Yay!
The Houston area girl was among thousands of children to get the COVID shot the first day it was available to them.
What made you decide to get the vaccine for her?
We've lost some family members to COVID.
Parents nationwide say the same. From Michigan.
It's just relief, an extra burden that's been taken off.
To Georgia.
It's just a huge relief sending her back to school.
Relief is one reaction. But a third of parents in one survey said they'll wait before vaccinating their child.
The rental car company Hertz is facing allegations from dozens of customers who claim they were mistakenly arrested because Hertz reported the cars they rented as stolen. James Tolan says he was pulled over last year in Houston.
He said, you know, possession of a stolen vehicle. I was like, that's impossible. I rent from Hertz. I'm a contractor. Actually, I was really thinking that I wasn't going to make it home.
Hertz says most of the cases involved people who were weeks or months overdue in returning their vehicles.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder.
Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
An intelligence bulletin reveals more about a plot last year that was designed to strike a blow to the nation's power grid.
According to the intelligence bulletin, the modified drone found in Pennsylvania near an electrical substation was likely designed to disrupt the power grid. Current and former government officials tell CBS News drones are a growing national security threat because they're difficult to detect and defend against. The incident last year did not affect service. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
On the front lines in the pandemic, it's been tough to be a nurse. But as we hear from CBS's Mola Lenghi, that hasn't stopped young people from trying to become one.
Why do you want to be a nurse?
I can make a difference in someone's life.
Watching my friends and family work tirelessly, I've never felt more motivated and more excited to be in healthcare.
Michael Asino of Temple University initially expected the pandemic to reduce interest in nursing.
What we were initially afraid of was that students were going to be seeing the news, seeing social media, what's happening in the hospitals and on the front lines and be dissuaded from nursing. But I think we've been very lucky with this generation of students.
You've seen the opposite effect.
We've seen the opposite effect for sure.
Asino says nursing school applications at Temple increased roughly 15% this fall. In 2019, almost 7,500 people applied for about 110 spots. Mola Lenghi, CBS News, Philadelphia.
The NFL's investigating whether reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers violated COVID protocols. Rodgers is out this weekend after a positive COVID test. His application for vaccinated status with the league was turned down for a treatment he received to boost antibody levels. Bill Ryder of CBS Sports says Rodgers appears to have been given privileges only afforded to vaccinated players.
7% of NFL players are not vaccinated. That just means they follow different protocols, but the rules apply differently. This is the reality when you're a star.
Prosecutors in Las Vegas say former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs was driving at 156 miles an hour with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit in the crash that killed a 23-year-old woman. The Hockey Hall of Fame says the name of former Chicago Blackhawks assistant coach Brad Aldrich has been covered with X's on the Stanley Cup. He's accused of sexually assaulting a player during the team's 2010 championship season. There's new context to one of the most mystifying and maddening final scenes on TV.
What looks good tonight?
The end of The Sopranos, the cut to black. Did Tony get killed or not? Series creator David Chase tells The Hollywood Reporter his plan always was for Tony to die, but he had other ideas about it and left it that way because he was angry fans wanted to see the mob boss, quote, face down in linguine.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
In our series on the auto industry, the evolution of the pickup.
Wade Willett with Nissan says pickup trucks are still top sellers and have evolved quite a bit. They've become the family ride.
That's why you see the changes in the cab configurations and some of the different trucks that not only we're coming out with, but the other OEMs is trying to tailor to that evolving customer base.
James Bell with Kia America says trending now and to come.
I'm really excited about how electrification is going to go. I know percentage-wise of the sales, it's not going to be, 50% of the business by the end of 2023 or something like that, but I know it's real.
fuel.
Bell says the industry has to show consumers how electric vehicles are going to make life better. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Mazda is planning to roll out vehicles in Japan that can let drivers know when they're having a heart attack or stroke. The technology is designed to bring the vehicle to a safe stop and honk the horn and flash the lights. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.